Visiting today with Mike Newland, Propane Education and Research Council with the Propane Education PERC Group. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who's loving some propane right now is Oklahoma, because we had an ice storm about 3 weeks ago, and we are living off those generators we were for a long time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. We appreciate the fact that we can help you out, but that's not our intended goal, I guess, in life. But we're glad we're there for you.
Yeah, you came in and you guys literally saved the day. I mean, so many folks, you know, in Oklahoma, weather is just always a crapshoot. We don't ever know what we're getting. And, you know, we'll have an ice storm one day and it'll be 85 the next day. So many people have come in and set up those generators, because we don't ever know if it's a tornado. It could be a tornado. It could be a windstorm that knocks out the power. It could be the ice. So, man, propane has really been helpful to us these past few months.
Yeah, you guys get some extreme weather. I've been out that way looking at the wheat crop in years past in my career. And some of the worst weather I've been in spring has been in that part of the country. So I definitely can appreciate the things you guys go through. And I guess that's one thing we wanted to talk about a little bit today, was just how portable and reliable and flexible propane is. I mean, I think we can run a lot of things around the farm. If you're a homeowner and you need backup power, we can do that. Gosh, if you're a commercial operation or you're a livestock producer, we've got generators that size as well that can handle just about anything for your power needs. And I think that's the beautiful thing about our fuel.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about a few of your new technologies that you guys have got, because these are some exciting times for you.
Yeah, it is. We've got some neat things, some things that people don't necessarily think about. I think when you think propane in ag, especially, you start thinking building heat, you think grain dryers if you're a corn producer, you think, just normal things. Most farms have a forklift that's running on propane around the farm somewhere. Some cool things, though, that most folks don't think about. We've got propane weed flaming for the organic farmer that doesn't want to use pesticides. We can take care of the weeds in her crop with flames, which is a really cool approach to it. Some specialty crops in vegetable production and in vineyards is agronomic heat treating. So we're taking propane, we're producing heat, blowing it across the leaves and the vines to really dry the crop out. And when you think about that, we're really controlling molds and mildews and disrupting their life cycle. So we've got some cool things, and that's part of what I get to do. I get to take a look into the future and work with some of these companies that are working on futuristic type things and help them develop things that bring value to agriculture.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because propane flame weeding sounds like a good time on a Saturday night. But how does that work? Like, how does that actually work?
So if you've not seen it, you need to go on the internet, find some photos. Actually, we've got some photos on our website, propane.com, as well. So you can go to propane.com under agriculture, and you can learn a little bit more about it. But what we do is literally there's a toolbar, and we're putting a flame in between the crops. So down the rows of the crop, it's introducing a flame to that weed, and we're disrupting the cell. The water within the cells were essentially rupturing from the heat, and it kills the weed. The trick with that is we've got to make sure we don't do that to the plant, the crop as well. So we've got hoods around that open flame to protect the crop and make sure that we're only taking the weeds out.
And how many times do you have to actually do that process?
You know, most folks are doing a couple different passes throughout the growing season. It's an early post emerge type application first, and then I think we need to probably hit it one more time prior to canopy to make sure we've got good coverage with that canopy, and we'll keep the weeds from coming back after they get sunlight. So we really want to get to canopy in a pretty clean way. So it's really a two pass system.
Let's talk a little bit about your irrigation engines, because I think some people don't realize how beneficial these are.
Absolutely. So anything that you think you need diesel fuel for from an irrigation standpoint, we can do with propane. And it's a whole lot cleaner. It's portable. We have no issues with storing it long-term within that tank. You know, your maintenance is lower, our fuel burns so much cleaner than diesel. So if you're using diesel, gasoline, anything like that, for your next irrigation engine, we'd sure like you to take a look at propane. We've got a propane irrigation calculator on our website, propane.com, where you can do the cost comparison. And I would encourage anybody that's looking to make an irrigation purchase over the next year, go there, play around with that calculator. I think it tells a very good story on why you might want to consider propane power.
Well, speaking of propane, you bring up a really good point. If you're a producer and you're trying to figure out like which equipment you could buy or you should buy for your place, how do people go? You mentioned how they can see on the website, but is there an easy way to like decide which one is going to be really the best for your specific organization? You know, diesel versus propane versus natural gas, you know, all along those lines.
You know, I'd encourage you to go to propane.com. We've got a lot of the vendors listed on our specific pages. So if you're researching an irrigation engine, a lot of the folks that will sell you propane irrigation engines also sell competitive fuel engines as well. And I think they'd be, honestly, would be a great resource for anybody to talk to. So if you're doing some research, we've got a number of those folks listed and links to their websites on our page. So I'd encourage you to do that. Go talk to the folks that are selling you the engines and putting the engines together. I think they can tell you, give you a third party opinion on the fuel, the maintenance of the fuel because of the cleanliness of propane. And but I'd encourage you to talk to those folks and make sure and just get the story. Like I said, it's easy for me to sit here and tell you today, but I'd encourage you to hear it from a third party.
Well, looking forward to 2021, what are some exciting things that PERC has on the way?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got, I mentioned the irrigation calculator. If you're growing corn, we've got a nice calculator to help you understand how much propane you might use through a grain dryer. We've got a new line of engines we're promoting through our irrigation system from Reliable Horsepower. They're a Nebraska company. So I think those are the top things. We've got some projects going on behind the scenes I can't quite talk about yet, but we've got some new engine technology that'll be introduced into the market very soon as well. And once that happens, we'll be promoting that very heavily.
Well, of course, I told you, we Okies are indebted to the propane service right now, so we appreciate you guys talking to us today and taking the time.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and glad we were able to help.